You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. It's going to be a packed show with everything that happened this past weekend, Tennessee beating Kentucky, Tennessee losing to Auburn, missing out on an SEC tournament title, would have been the first one in 40 years. The joy of Saturday, the disappointment of Sunday, I'll get to that, and I'll get to the NCAA tournament, as now we know who Tennessee is going to play, when Tennessee will play, the seeding in the region, and everything that Tennessee has to go through to try to get to the Final Four for the first time ever in school history. That is still on the table for Tennessee. I do think it's a draw that allows Tennessee to get there. It's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy to get to the Final Four, but I'll get to all of that in the show today. In segment number one, a mix of what happened this past weekend, and then I'll transition that into the NCAA tournament. Thoughts in segment number two on Tennessee's draw, on the seeding, on the teams that Tennessee will go up against, and why the numbers say it's a pretty good draw for Tennessee. The Vols are in the same region as Virginia as the one seed. Tennessee would have been a one seed if it had beaten Auburn on Sunday, but that didn't happen. So you'll hear how close it was with Tennessee and Gonzaga, which ends up getting the fourth number one seed. That's coming up on the show as well. Just a lot to break down, so I'll get right to it. Right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, covering what's going on with Tennessee basketball, Tennessee football, Tennessee athletics. The football team takes a break this week, which might come at a pretty good time. It's spring break at UT, so the football team will be away from the practice field. A lot of hoops today, a lot of hoops this week, and I'll still be talking Tennessee football on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. So Tennessee beats Kentucky on Saturday. It's one of the great games, I think, in Tennessee basketball history. It's going to be a memorable win for so many reasons. One, it's Kentucky. Anytime you beat Kentucky on a big stage, I think it's a big deal. Also, it's a game where, at the time, you're trying to win an SEC tournament title. It's a game featuring a team that fans have just loved this season, and it was dramatic. Tennessee had the comeback, down 8 with just under 3 minutes to go, and the Vols win the game. So there are so many reasons that that game will be memorable, but another reason might be that Tennessee still was not able to capitalize and win an SEC tournament title. Tennessee ends up losing to Auburn in pretty embarrassing fashion. The way that Tennessee played, I don't think it should take anything away from this team or what it's been able to do this season, but for the team, I think they were, you know, pretty embarrassed and really disappointed in themselves with how they played. Really, it looked like Tennessee thought that it had won a championship on Saturday. And I did wonder, okay, is this something that's going to be a factor for Tennessee to have to overcome, that Saturday you get this big emotional win and it's treated like that's the championship game, and then you have to turn around and play on Sunday? I just expected that because you're turning around and trying to win your first SEC tournament title in 40 years, because of the maturity of Tennessee's basketball team and the fact that Tennessee had just lost the previous weekend to Auburn, that Tennessee would be ready to go, and that was not the case. Auburn outworked Tennessee in every aspect. Rebounds, turnovers were just a huge problem for Tennessee. They were a problem at Auburn the week before. They were a bigger problem on Sunday. That, I thought, was an example of Tennessee being outworked. Lazy passes on the offensive end by Tennessee that Auburn capitalized on, and Tennessee was not able to force turnovers to hurt Auburn on the defensive side. After the game, Grant Williams was asked if fatigue was a factor. It was 3 games in 3 days for Tennessee. They had played Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday afternoon. Grant Williams was not going to make any excuses, though. Listen to Grant's response when he was asked about fatigue possibly being a factor for Tennessee.
They played 4 games in 3 to 4 days, so you can't discredit Auburn in any way of that sort. So there's no excuses. You just got to come out, and I think they just played harder. They wanted it. They knocked down the shots, and we didn't execute what we wanted in our offense. So our offense led to their offense possession, so we just got to regroup and look at what we did wrong.
So that's got to sting, hearing that Auburn wanted it more than Tennessee. It's been 4 decades since Tennessee won it. Now, obviously, the players have not followed this for 4 decades, but for them, the chance to wrap up an SEC tournament title, I would have thought would have been a huge deal. That's why I keep coming back to thinking that for the players, it had to feel like they won the championship on Saturday, and then they had to turn around and play a game again on Sunday. So you have those results. It is disappointing. I was thinking about this on Sunday. Tennessee probably had three big goals this year. To win the SEC regular season championship, that did not happen. To win the SEC tournament championship, that didn't happen. And then to go to the Final Four and win the national championship. So I kind of combine those into one, getting to the Final Four and then winning the national title. So you can make those three and four if you want to in listing Tennessee's goals. The Vols have fallen short in goals number one and two. This is the big ultimate prize, though. So coming up here in just a few minutes, you'll hear players talk about that. The big prize is still out there, a Final Four and ultimately a national championship, but it's going to take a tough run to get there. You have to win four straight games to win to get to the Final Four and then have a shot at the national title. And for a team that won 19 straight and for four straight weeks was the number one team in the country, right now that does look pretty daunting. So we'll look at Tennessee, its draw, and where it is, because after Tennessee lost the game, shortly after that, it's finding out where it's going. Here was the announcement on CBS. As it was expected, Tennessee would probably be the number two in the South region. Here's how it played out on CBS with Seth Davis providing a little commentary on Tennessee's draw.
Now, the number two seed in the South, the Tennessee Volunteers out of the SEC, our fourth team out of the SEC. Coach Rick Barnes did a heck of a job this year and came, fell a little bit short in the SEC title game.
Yeah, listen, I think they still deserve to be a one seed. Their losses compared to the other one seed candidates were not nearly as bad. They beat Gonzaga and Kentucky twice, but they're going to be a very tough out. And that certainly clarifies the number one seed picture for those following close.
Seth Davis has been very high on Tennessee this season. Now, Kevin White, the athletic director at Duke, who's a part of the selection committee, was on CBS Sports Network on Sunday night, talked about that decision. As Seth Davis said there, he thought Tennessee was still deserving of a one. And overall, I think it was. I think there are six or seven teams, I would say six by the end, that really could have been a one seed. Tennessee and Michigan State, the two teams that did not receive it. The 3-1 seeds ahead of Gonzaga, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, so three from the ACC. And then the Zags beat out Tennessee for a one spot. As I mentioned a moment ago, if Tennessee had beaten Auburn, Tennessee would have been a one seed. Gonzaga would have been a two seed. So that does kind of help explain what Kevin White talks about here, how close the decision was. Tennessee ended up being the fifth team, Gonzaga number four.
All of those one seeds were just razor thin. I would think that, and I heard Bernard Muir, who's our chair, the AD at Stanford, my colleague, I heard him say that we had like six prospects, I think, at the beginning of the week for the one line. I would actually think the number was more like seven, to be honest with you. And it was clearly that the three ACC schools and Gonzaga, in addition, was Tennessee, Michigan State. And I think we had a strong pool of seven at that point. But it was a very, very thin line.
So Tennessee ends up being the fifth team in the seeding, the first overall number two seed by the selection committee's rankings. And the Vols have a draw that includes Colgate to start out in a 2-15 matchup, and then Cincinnati, Iowa in the second round. Cincinnati, Iowa is the 7-10 game. It's going to be in Columbus. Tennessee is scheduled to tip off around 2:45. It'll probably be a little bit later than that on Friday afternoon, but you get middle of the afternoon action on Friday. Nice little breakaway time from work, perhaps, when Tennessee plays against Colgate on Friday, and then Sunday would be the second round game, assuming Tennessee advances, to play either Cincinnati or Iowa. I'll get to more of that. Tennessee's draw, why the numbers say that's pretty good for the Vols. And is it a big deal that Tennessee will be in Columbus taking on Cincinnati, potentially, in the second round? I'll get to that coming up next on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And this is really cool. So it's tournament time, right? You're going to be filling out your brackets over the next few days. You pull out the piece of paper, go ahead and start jotting down the teams. Well, how about this? Thanks to DraftKings, you can fill out a tourney bracket, DraftKings.com, and it's totally free. DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports. I've played there over the last several years, and they have a free bracket with tens of thousands of dollars up for grabs. For the first time ever, DraftKings is offering a bracket battle promotion with $64,000 in prizes. So if you want to pick Tennessee to go all the way, you can do that at DraftKings. You know how the bracket works. Before tip-off for the first game of the tournament, just pick the winner of every game every round. You can play for free with the code LOCKEDONNCAA. That's one word, LOCKEDONNCAA. So download the DraftKings app or head to DraftKings.com now. Use code LOCKEDONNCAA to enter the Bracket Battle promotion for free and compete for your share of $64,000. That's code LOCKEDONNCAA to enter the Bracket Battle for free. Only at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So Tennessee knows its draw with Colgate in the first round. Get ready for the jokes this week. Crest might be a tougher battle than Colgate. If you look at Colgate this season, the Raiders are 24-10. KenPom has Colgate as the number 129 team in the country. Colgate has not lost in a while. It's been since February 2nd against Boston since Colgate lost. Colgate will shoot the three-pointer. If you look at KenPom's numbers, they are 13th in the country in three-point percentage. If you notice Auburn firing away, and that's what Auburn does, but you can see other teams this season, they've put the three ball up against Tennessee. That was another thing with Tennessee against Auburn, just leaving shooters, and Auburn getting so many good looks, especially during that run in the second half, had to be really frustrating for Rick Barnes and the coaching staff, and I'm sure fans watching. In the first half, Auburn was 5 of 20 behind the three-point line. But Colgate's going to watch film, and it's going to look at what teams have done against Tennessee, and it's going to try to shoot threes. And Grant Williams said after the game, yeah, the Auburn game is going to show, hey, this is what you probably want to try to do against us. We need to be prepared for that. So Tennessee will work defensively to be ready for not only what Colgate will do, but other teams as well. Let's assume Tennessee beats Colgate. Tennessee absolutely should win the game, as Tennessee will go in as 18-point favorites. It's a 2-versus-15 matchup. I don't need to explain to you why Tennessee should win the game on Friday. So let's say Tennessee gets the win. The next game would be against Cincinnati or Iowa. I think Cincinnati's going to win that game. Cincinnati won the American Athletic Conference tournament this past week and actually beat Houston on Sunday afternoon after Tennessee's game against Auburn. Cincinnati it's a solid basketball team, and to beat Houston says something, because I think Houston's a really good team. But if you look at the numbers this year for Cincinnati, the record of 28-6, I think, can be a little bit deceiving. Cincinnati played Houston two other times during the regular season and lost by 7 points back on February 10th, and in the final regular season game, lost by 16 at home to Houston. The resume is not all that impressive. Again, they're a good, solid team. KenPom has Cincinnati ranked as the 32nd best team. So if you did a seed line based on KenPom's rankings, Cincinnati would be an 8 seed. So while some are saying Cincinnati should be like a 5, KenPom's rankings say that Cincinnati should be more like an 8. If you go to sportsource.tv, I recommend you do that, and especially watch segment number 3. I was on there with John Pennington's show on WATE on Sunday, and he really does a good job at looking at the numbers through KenPom's metrics. And KenPom, by the way, is something that college basketball coaches use to prepare for teams and look at what their strengths and weaknesses are. So by the numbers, Cincinnati is one of the more favorable draws for Tennessee that it could have had. Again, sportsource.tv is what I would recommend you check it out, because John Pennington is the one that looked in the numbers and he can kind of explain further. But on a kind of 1-9 ranking, with 9 being the toughest, Cincinnati's a 3. It's based on 9 different statistical metrics. Cincinnati's a 3 on a 1-9 scale. That's something that Tennessee should absolutely be able to handle. Now, the game's in Columbus this weekend. If Tennessee plays Cincinnati. Iowa could win the game. You're not even having this conversation this weekend. But with Cincinnati just being down the road from Columbus, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Tennessee, by the way, is not that far from Columbus. There will be plenty of Tennessee fans there. The Bearcats have a nice basketball program, and they have a good fan base. But I don't expect this to be some huge Cincinnati takeover. I don't know why Tennessee fans wouldn't make the trip. It's an easy drive up to Columbus, about 5 hours. So I would expect that Tennessee fans will be there if Tennessee's playing on Sunday against Cincinnati or Iowa. And we were having this conversation Sunday night. Hey, how can Tennessee get a draw in Columbus with Cincinnati the same day that Tennessee just got whipped in Nashville by Auburn? So, and that's just one game, I know. But on a neutral court, I don't think it's that big of a deal. If we're talking about a game in Greensboro against Duke or North Carolina, okay, you've got a conversation there. If we're talking about a game in Louisville against Kentucky, or flip it, in Lexington against the Louisville Cardinals, okay. But a game in Columbus against Cincinnati, which is a 7 seed, KenPom says should probably be an 8 seed, then I don't think that should be a real concern for Tennessee. This gets back to our conversation from the last couple of months. Tennessee needs to focus on itself and worry about playing its best basketball, not having to play Cincinnati in Columbia. And just one more reminder, things don't always play out how we project. I think Cincinnati's going to win the game. I think Cincinnati's better than Iowa, but it could be Iowa on Sunday. And at that point, it doesn't matter where Tennessee's playing, I don't think. Iowa, by the way, is a team that offensively has been pretty good this year. Defensively, Iowa is 115th in the country in the efficiency rankings. So it's a game where Tennessee should be able to score points. I think also part of it gets back to Tennessee needs to take care of itself. Tennessee needs to use this past weekend as motivation, knowing it can play against anybody. It beat Gonzaga, which is a one seed earlier this season. It beat Kentucky 2 out of 3 times, including in a really tough battle, having to come back on Saturday afternoon on a neutral court. And Grant Williams talked about that, needing to move forward after what was a disappointing finish in the SEC tournament to get ready for a big opportunity in the NCAA tournament.
You just understand that one loss isn't determining the entire year. Our year, we've put ourselves in a great position to be a decently high seed. We've put ourselves in position to weave our way through the tournament, and for us, it's all about competing and understanding that whoever we play, we have to be ready, and we're going to get the best shot, because it wasn't one and done now. It wasn't one and done, like one game in SEC tournament, you're done for the year. For us, it starts now, so we have to win our best basketball and moving ahead.
Focus on yourself. Admiral Schofield, I would think, would be focused as well. He was not all the way locked in on Sunday. That was really surprising to me. I would think that this allows or causes Admiral to be even more motivated heading into the NCAA tournament. This is the last shot for him. He's a senior. He knows that one more loss ends his career at Tennessee. So Admiral talked about that, the big goal still being out there.
There's a bigger tournament that we're about to play in, and that's what we really want. And that's what we've been fighting for all year, and this team is built to make a run in March and to win it all. So that's what we're focused on now, that, you know, we didn't finish this one.
So Tennessee has to be disappointed that it didn't win the SEC tournament. I would also expect that Tennessee will immediately turn its attention to the NCAA tournament. When the Vols tip off against Colgate on Friday, if the Vols are thinking about Auburn, it's thinking, let's not allow that to happen again. Let's make sure we take care of business, knowing that a loss to Colgate would be humiliating for Tennessee, and a loss anytime this weekend to Colgate, Cincinnati, or Iowa would really be a disappointing finish to what's been a terrific season. I don't think there's much to worry about. There are things to correct. There are things for Tennessee to focus on. Of course there are, because, well, I think Tennessee's the better team than Cincinnati or Iowa or for sure Colgate. It's the NCAA tournament, and we've seen some wild upsets. A year ago, Virginia, as a one seed, went down to Maryland, Baltimore County. So Tennessee needs to be ready this weekend. I'd say that it will be. They have 4 days to get ready. Getting that Friday game, that's a little extra rest for Tennessee, getting ready for 2 games this weekend. It's going to be a fun week. We'll have a lot for you this week, talking about the matchups and looking a little bit further at the potential opponents for Tennessee, Cincinnati, and Iowa coming up this weekend, which will follow the Colgate game on Sunday. Again, that's scheduled for about 2:45 on Friday afternoon up in Columbus, Ohio. Coming up next, I did say at the beginning of the show, I don't think that losing to Auburn on Sunday should take away from that Kentucky win or how special of a game that was. Coming up in the next segment, here are the players, what they had to say, why I think fans were so appreciative of what the players had done, not only in the game, but over the course of this season. You'll hear that coming up in the final segment of Locked On Vols, your team every day, 5 days a week, covering what's going on with UT. And if you are looking for something to listen to on your daily commute, I think the length of the show is a pretty good one for the commute for most people. If you get in your car and just tell your smartphone to play podcast Locked On VOLS, it's a great option for you there. Same with your smart speaker at home, by the way. If you have a smart speaker in the house, just tell it to play podcast Locked On VOLS, and it'll be right there for you. Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. So Tennessee's game against Kentucky on Saturday, I think it's an all-timer. It is diminished a little bit by the fact that it was followed with a loss to Auburn on Sunday, so Tennessee does not win the SEC tournament title. But if you saw the interview after the game on Saturday, I'm sure you appreciated it. If you haven't heard it, I want you to hear it or at least check it out again. This was Laura Rutledge talking to Tennessee's basketball players, Lamonte Turner, who hit a huge three on Saturday, said he got his swagger back after the game, led Tennessee in scoring on Sunday, by the way, and then Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams. Listen to Lori Rutledge of ESPN, the SEC Network, talking to Tennessee's players.
What gave you the ability to do that in that moment?
I'm a big shot maker. You know, I've been struggling offensively, making shots, making threes. My team never stopped believing me. Admiral could have shot that shot. He gave it to me. You know, I was able to make the shot, man. So it feels good.
Admiral, you were just motioning to the crowd. The atmosphere was crazy in here. The pace was wild. How did you guys know that you would be able to pull this out in the end?
Well, we're a tough team. I told them during the timeout, you know, a lot of people don't want us here. You know, we're tough enough to be in this moment, and this is what we've been working for. So why shy away now? And you know what? That's big time by him. All year, big time defense all game. And God is great. God is great. God is great.
Grant, big time by you as well. When you needed it and when your team needed it, you were able to dial in and really make your impact on this game. How did the conversations in the huddle and the complexion of the game allow you to do that?
Man, they kept giving me confidence. They said shots would fall. I've been struggling the past couple games, but I know that these guys have my back and I trusted them. And I told them, take the shot. I'm going to go get it if you miss it. Take the shot. And he took it. We got it again. We took it and he made it. Trust me, this is the best team in the country. I have faith in all my brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I love these guys, man.
Lamonte, you just said you had one more thing to say.
Yeah,
I'll let you say it.
I want to give a glory to God. You know, without him, none of this would be possible. You know, we're a big team on faith. We got to give all the glory to God, man. We won't be here without him.
Hey, and one more thing. Please send your prayers for Tony White. Tony White, Tom Henderson, the people in Auburn right now that are struggling because of the hurricane disaster, just send their prayers out to them because, honestly, God, we're here because of the Lord. Blessings, man.
So Grant Williams there, Admiral Schofield, Lamonte Turner, talking to Laura Rutledge after the game. It's a classy team. I think you know that. Really good guys off the court, guys who have done a lot of really good things on the court, and they have one big goal remaining. Combine it, I guess. Get to the Final Four and try to win a national championship. Tennessee needs to win six games to do that. Tennessee needs to win four games to get to the Final Four. The journey starts on Friday. I'll spend a lot of time this week trying to get you ready for the tournament, Tennessee's draw, learning more about the South region, and taking a big picture look at the NCAA tournament. I'll do that all week long right here on Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee podcast. Today presented by DraftKings. Remember, if you go to DraftKings and use the promo code LOCKEDONNCAA, one word, you can play for free in their big bracket battle. Thanks again for hanging out on Locked On Vols today. If you have time to download and subscribe and rate and review the show, that's a big help. Welcome new listeners, and thank you for being here. I'll see you again tomorrow on Locked On Vols.